are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of interesting headlines today. For example, like this one. Many Americans support Medicare reform. All right, that's nice, but not on their own dime. Well, of course, that is the essence of the whole Occupy protest. Right, that's exactly what we've been seeing for the last few years. People that wanted Obamacare to be passed. And then when you say, all right, fine, so you're going to put money into the system? Oh, no, not us. The rich have to pay. Yeah, we want all these reforms, but no, the rich have to pay. So no shock there. You know, people all agree that we need Medicare reform, but they don't want to pay for it. Okay, well, there's only X amount of rich people. There's only X amount of money that can do. Okay, everybody has to pay their particular fair share, but it's probably not going to happen. All right, a lot of interesting stories today. Apparently, there's a law in Egypt that will allow men to have sex with their wife one last time, even after they die, as long as they do it within 6 hours. We also still have a growing epidemic of necrophiliacs. So, but you know what? We spent a lot of time talking about necrophilia and death with a corpse and why people would do it. And unfortunately, it was a very, very difficult segment to get through. Started giggling about it, and I shouldn't have giggled. I apologize, but we are going to elaborate on the subject to talk about sexual fetishes and what kind of fetishes or philias are out there. Maybe shocking to some of you, and maybe just, you know, reminiscent of your college years. So we will talk about sexual fetishes as well as necrophilia. All right, talk about a growing epidemic of people who are sleep deprived, vitamin D found to lower blood pressure. Looks like Moscow has been dealing with this green cloud over its city. Residents are freaking out. Why is this green cloud moving over the city? We will talk about that. And of course, many more stories if we have time. So please tune in and call in. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could reach us on our email at drdahlia.com. Follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. I know we've had some of your calls. Many of your phone messages and calls have been piling up. So let's get to some of them now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have chronic lower back pain that has been presiding for 6 months, to the point where when I'd stand up every single time, it hurt very much. I started going to the gym to work out my lower back, and that made the pain get a lot better. However, upon visiting a chiropractor, he told me to stop going to the gym and working out the area that has been hurting me and have him fix my lower back. I'm a little skeptical and wanted your opinion. His rationale was if I work out all the muscles around the area of my back that is hurting, he will not be able to get to my back to fix it, and I will be locking my misalignment into place by strengthening my muscles. He also wants me to do a five-month program at the tune of $3,500, telling me that will fix me. So as you can tell, I'm skeptical. Appreciate your opinion. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for your call or your message. Thank you. Oh, I wish you were live. I'd love to ask you a lot more questions. Okay. Now, you know I'm a huge fan of chiropractors. I think the art of manipulation, what chiropractors do, what doctors of osteopath do, is absolutely amazing, and it does help with back pain. However, there are many different ways to approach your chiropractic treatment. Now, of course, anybody with back pain over 6 months, I like an X-ray. At least to see what's going on. Sometimes even an MRI to kind of get an idea of what the pathology is. I don't like to initiate treatment without having a definitive diagnosis. So I wish you were live so I could ask you if you had the X-ray or the MRI. Now, the chiropractor is right in some ways, but also I could see why you're concerned. I never like hearing packages. You know, like you had said, he had wanted a five-month treatment plan or so for like $3,500. I don't like packages, okay? Packages sound like sales. Okay, I don't like any of that type of, you know, sales type atmosphere. However, in a chiropractor's defense or in a physical therapist's defense or masseuse's defense, doing your treatment once in a blue moon is halfway. And sometimes you really need a concrete amount of time to work. 5 months is kind of stretching it. I mean, I can understand a chiropractor or a physical therapist saying, okay, we're going to do 2 to 4 weeks, and then we're going to reassess. We're going to then reassess and see what you need, and then consider if we want to go on to the next step. So, when you tell somebody it's $3,500 and you need to commit to this, you know, that actually happened to one of my family members. He called me up saying, Dahlia, he wants to charge me this for X amount of time. So it's not that uncommon, but I'm like, well, can you try it out first? The only problem is that some people, when they try it out, they only try one visit. And sometimes after one chiropractic visit, you're a little bit more sore. Now, why would you be sore? Well, for many of us who were, you know, slammed in football or basketball and sacked and, you know, or dancing and fell, gymnastics, and we misaligned, we healed that way. So to try to break up some of the fibrous tissue and try to work on realignment, a lot of times you will be sore because we're really working on some of those deep tissues. So many people are like, well, I was more sore after my first treatment. Well, ask anybody who's had physical therapy, you're going to be sore. You know, sometimes really working that muscle is going to be sore. So many people after that first treatment says no, and they go and flee. And so many of us, you know, the medical profession or chiropractic profession, you know, still want you to give it a chance. But I don't know if I'd commit to 5 full months. You may need 5 full months, but I think it would sound a little less sales pitchy if he said, let's do a month at a time. You see what I mean? Like I said, you may need 5 months. You know, personally, I always tell my patients, you know, you don't want to go to the chiropractor when you're hurting. You want to go to the chiropractor preventatively, all right, before you pull your back out. You know, many people, I say, why don't you go once every 6 months even? So I'm not finished. I want to talk about why would exercise help you, and why would a doctor say not to exercise? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 26th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.50.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.92.08, $8.46.04 for a half ounce, or $4.23.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.92.08, $8.46.04, and $4.23.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll-free 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the previous call was regarding low back pain. He had low back pain for 6 months. It would really, really start to hurt. When he exercised, he felt better. Finds a chiropractor. The chiropractor says he's going to work with him, but don't exercise. Because if you exercise, you're going to lock the malalignment into place, and then I won't be able to fix you. Don't exercise. Let me do back strengthening. I think it was a five-month package for $3,500. So before the break, I talked about how I'm really not a huge fan of packages, even though I understand you really can't go to your chiropractor, physical therapist, or masseuse once in a blue moon. You know, I mean, many people, you really need to give it those good few weeks to start seeing something. And so many people realize that people coming and going, you know, it doesn't work, and so they tie them into a package. My husband's a chiropractor and doesn't do it. He just, again, he didn't want to have that sales pitch atmosphere. And he has many people that just, you know, come in once every 3 months or 6 months before they get to the point where they're having the pain. And I like that. I like more preventative. It's more of a, you know, modern traditional medicine, you know, way of doing it, you know. And then of course he sees people that, you know, do get hurt. But you know, when you sell a 5 month package, that's a little intimidating and it could turn people away. So, I mean, even if you were looking at a sales or marketing standpoint, I would probably say let's do months at a time. You really can't tell until you do a 2 to 4 week trial. Let's look at that, see where you go, reassess. However, with any sort of back pain, now this is the MD talking because I'm an MD. I love getting an x-ray. I like seeing what's going on. I like knowing what's going on. And sometimes if the x-ray doesn't tell us, we get the MRI. Now, what about the idea of exercising versus not exercising? I get asked that all the time. Dr. Dahlia, if I have an injury or I have back pain, I'm being told to exercise by some, and then I'm being told not to exercise by others. Now, what we've done for centuries is say, well, you know, if it hurts, don't do it. If you feel better, you're okay. So if you exercise and you don't hurt, that's a good sign. Is there a way you could, you know, is there a possibility that you could make matters worse? Absolutely. Which is why, like I said, let's try to get a definitive diagnosis. Do you have a herniated disc? Do you have a compression fracture? Why are you having back pain? Are you having metastatic disease from prostate cancer? What is it? Okay, not to worry you, but you see, back pain could be caused by a variety of things. Or is it some muscle strain? Or is it arthritis in the back? Now, arthritis has been shown to improve with exercise. Exercise lubricates the joints. People do better with exercise. So, the fact that this caller said he was exercising and it made him feel better makes you think it's probably not a compression fracture. It's probably not a tumor. It's probably, you know, more of an arthritis issue. Now, would that interfere with what a chiropractor wants to do? Well, it depends. Okay, again, if we don't have a definitive diagnosis and you exercise, you make matters worse. Yes, it could. Okay, could you lock the malalignment into place? I don't think you would lock it into place by the exercise. I think you lock the malalignment into place with time. You know, for example, when my kids are playing soccer or playing baseball and, you know, that fall or get tackled somehow, and I thought they were a little shifted, I wanted my husband to treat them right away. Because with me, I didn't date my husband originally. I was dating other men. And when I was younger, I was in car accidents, and I ran track, and I was in skiing accidents, and I never went to a chiropractor. Remember, I went to an MD school. And when you learn, when you get an MD, all right, they don't concentrate as much as your osteopathic doctors do on physical medicine. So we didn't get much chiropractic training. In fact, we didn't get any. They really didn't even teach us about manipulation. They taught us a lot about ibuprofen, you know, and anti-inflammatories and ice and back surgeries, but not much about chiropractic. Plus, I didn't have time. I was in the middle of medical school and training, and so I never went. Yet, I healed inappropriately. And you could see where my malalignment locked. You know, you see some fusion with the bone above it and below. And so my recommendation, and why I'm a fan of chiropractic, although not a fan of expensive packages, but why I'm a fan of chiropractic is, you know, you should get realigned before it sticks. Do I think the exercise will cause you to stick? Well, no. But, you know, who knows? Maybe the reason why he said that is he didn't want you to not come and see him. You know, I don't know. But, again, I in their defense, you know, many times we won't tell you to go and work out because, you know, we may think, okay, well, all he's doing is walking on the treadmill. Well, no, you could the next week decide to lift weights. But because you thought your doctor said you could work out, you could then go and hurt yourself, you see? So many of us doctors may err on the side of caution and say, hold off on the exercise. Back off a little bit. And even though we want you to exercise, it's because we can't control what you're doing. As opposed to we could control it more in a physical therapy office or a chiropractic office. So, again, my recommendation is after 6 months of back pain, let's find out what the heck is going on. Have your doctor do an x-ray, MRI, et cetera, doctor, chiropractor, et cetera. Then come up with a physical therapy plan where you get reevaluated every 2 to 4 weeks. And then if you think you want to move forward, I think that's fine. But I do trust chiropractors wholeheartedly. I do. Most of the chiropractors I've worked with are awesome. But I do agree with you. $3,500 for a 5-month plan kind of, you know, takes you back a little bit. All right. Great question. All right. Let's keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My left eye went black on me this morning. It appears to be narrowed down where I was looking to a pinpoint. I went completely blind in my left eye. And then by the time I got into where I needed to go, it cleared up, went away. I've never had anything before since like that. And I was just curious what that might be about. Thank you.
No, that's a great question. Wow. Okay, so basically you're describing sudden vision loss in one eye. And that always makes us a little nervous, even though it's not always ominous. You know, like, you know, we've heard of ocular migraines. You hear about that, you know, but usually, all right, I mean, usually whenever you have acute vision loss, we say you have got to get that looked at. We don't know if it's your optic nerve, your optic artery. We don't know if it's a stroke. We don't know. Now, vision loss could be from a variety of reasons. I mean, vision loss could present a variety of ways. It doesn't always have to go black. It could be blurry, foggy. Your vision could dim. But, you know, it could also be a little spasm of the artery. You know, I mean, it sounds a little bit more vascular. The fact that it happened so quickly and then it went away so quickly, the only problem is, you know, why did this happen to you? And it's never good, okay? I had one patient who said that before he had his mini stroke, actually he had that off and on kind of loss of vision in one eye. And then when it happened and he went blind. So, you know, I'm thinking more of an occlusion, whether it's your retinal artery, it could even be the vein of it. But like I said, it doesn't have to be always as worrisome, like a retinal detachment or something. I mean, it could be an optic migraine. Could be a little optic neuropathy of that nerve, like I said, but you've got to get it checked out. And immediately. All right. I know you have two eyes, you know, and thank God he gave us two eyes, but you don't want to mess with that. Okay. So, and please keep me posted. Call back or email us. I want to know what's going on. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, one of my patients thought that it was high blood pressure. His vision loss was going in one eye and no, it was an early stroke. We got him to the hospital. Boom. You know, and again, I don't want to panic everybody because sometimes we get some weird things with our eye. I told you one day I woke up and I rub my eye like a lot of times I do, and I start to get this flashing strobe. And it looked like it took up most of my eye, and it looked like a zebra, black and white, flashing strobe, and it had a well demarcated area. It looked like a piece of paper that was ripped that was zebra colored, and it was flashing continually. So I freaked out. I had a retinal detachment, but it got smaller and it got smaller and it went away, and it was a vitreous. It was a vitreous pulling, which vitreous is the jelly in your eye. If you ever dissect the eye, it's kind of cool. Kind of all this jelly stuff comes out. Kind of cool stuff. But anyway, it was pulling on the retina. So when I rubbed it, I must have rubbed my eye and it had just that little bit of pull. Thank God it went away. I had my eyes checked, etc. But we just don't mess with the eye. Any strobe flashing, any lightning we talked about could be a retinal detachment at the back of the eye. Could turn into blindness. So you don't want to mess with that. Any sudden acute loss of vision, I think of artery occlusion, neuritis of the optic, of the blood going to the eye and or even leaving the eye, and we don't want to mess with it. Let's make sure it's not a stroke. Let's make sure it's not vasospasm. Let's make sure it's not a retinal detachment in itself, okay? All right, don't go away. Let's talk about this farewell intercourse law where husbands can have sex with their wife one last time after they die. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Donovan's right. This is very weird. Oh, this is weird. Thank you for joining the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is weird, but not that uncommon. All right. Apparently, Egypt plans a farewell intercourse law where husbands can have sex with their dead wives up to 6 hours after their death. Apparently, the law is part of a raft of measures, they say, being introduced by the Islamist-dominated parliament. It'll also lower the minimum age of marriage to 14, and it'll rid women's rights of getting education and employment. Of course, Egypt's National Council for Women is campaigning against the changes, saying it is marginalizing and undermining the status of women and could negatively affect the country's human development. Absolutely. I mean, just... Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, it's not only one-sided. They say not only can the husband have sex with the dead wife, women will also have the right to have sex with the dead husband. Okay? You know, when rigor mortis sets in, not all areas get stiff. Okay? So that may kind of be impossible for some women to do. Now, I guess the reason why this came to be is May 2011, a Moroccan cleric, Zamzami Abdul Bari, said marriage remains valid even after death, which is why husbands and wives should be able to have sex with each other even after death, but only up to 6 hours. Okay. So you got to get in there quick. And like I said, this isn't anything new. You know, from what we talked about in the last hour, you know, there were many, practices, either in ancient Egypt or in multiple villages where if you were a virgin, you wouldn't have a peaceful afterlife. So many people would perform ceremonies such that virgins would not be laid to rest as a virgin, and they would have intercourses with the corpses. They said even some pre-modern Central European societies, if a woman died while she was engaged to be married but died before the wedding, they would do some sort of necrophiliac type of ritual such that she would be able to go to the afterlife. Now, we were talking about why on earth would a person do necrophilia or have sexual attraction to a corpse and possibly have sex. Well, there was a study back in 1989 by Rossman and Resnick who said 68% really want a partner that just doesn't resist. They want a partner that'll lie there, won't reject you, and just kind of, you know, let you do what they need to. And since, you know, many people that are alive may move, a corpse would satisfy that. They said some want to have a reunion with their romantic partner, which is why they would have sex after their partner died. Some people are just sexually attracted to corpses, and we'll talk about different philias. And some, they just really feel isolated. So I guess they feel that they have sex with a corpse, they don't feel alone. Don't ask. I don't write this stuff. And then another reason, albeit not the most important reason or the most common reason, but another reason why people choose to have sex with corpses is because it helps them seek self-esteem. They feel like they have power because their partner is dead. All right. Now, like we discussed in the first hour, many, you know, of us in the medical profession think if somebody has an issue with self-esteem, they should probably seek professional help. My recommendation would be, if you're seeking self-esteem by having sex with a corpse, you may need to seek treatment for that first. Okay? The self-esteem issue, albeit important, should probably be treated secondary. Okay? Let's get the corpse thing out of the way. Let's just try to stop that. You know, even animals will do some necrophilia type behavior. Now, we talked about laws. Apparently, necrophilia or having sex with a corpse is illegal in the UK from the Sexual Offences Act. Apparently, in New Zealand, I think it is an offense for there to be misconduct in respect to human remains. But and the statute may be applicable to sex with corpses, but no case law has yet, I guess, been tested. Now, what about the United States? There's no federal law. There's no federal law banning sex with corpses. However, the states have to take it among themselves, right? Or take it upon themselves. Even though it is a class 4 felony in Arizona, it is a class A misdemeanor in Alaska, it's a misdemeanor in Hawaii. In Oregon, it's a felony because you are abusing a corpse. Texas, a class A misdemeanor. So please, of course, check your state law statutes, okay? But I would really actually check in if I were you. I would check in to some sort of a facility. I don't think we're going to be talking about sex so much this week. Honestly, you know, we were talking about yesterday the vagina and the six layers and the G-spot that the doctor discovered and, you know, how men for years and partners for years have been trying to find this. And, you know, and then, you know, all of a sudden this little necrophilia story comes into play. And we have in Egypt, for those who joined us, we were talking about in Egypt, this law called the farewell intercourse law, where husbands could have sex with their wife up to 6 hours. Now, because some of this was rampant back in ancient Egypt times, what they used to do is some beautiful women who had died, they would, before they send these women to the embalmer, they would have the women start to rot for a few days. And they said that would prevent people from trying to have sex with the corpse. So, I mean, this isn't anything new. All right. It would be nice to have a federal law. Like I said, in the Obamacare law, it would have been nice if they slipped it in there. I mean, you know, 2,200 pages. You think, you know, they could have slipped it in there. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
In my opinion, the greatest sex organ is, like Raquel Welch said, it's in the mind.
So okay.
It depends on what a woman's thinking and what a man's thinking.
Agreed.
That is the answer.
Oh, well, thank you. That was sweet. Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, I mean, I don't want to really talk about sexual satisfaction while we're talking about corpses here, but going back to that subject, absolutely. I think mind has a lot to do with it. So all this talk about the G-spot this week, yes, it's nice. They could research it, but, you know, don't stop researching cancer and Alzheimer's looking for the G-spot, okay? We've been looking for the G-spot for centuries. We're going to keep probably looking. People are individually going to look, but, you know, tell a woman she looks pretty. Tell a woman her medical talk show is good. You know, that turns them on. Okay, now, speaking of being turned on, what kind of fetishes are out there? What type of sexual fetishes are out there? Now, we spent a significant amount of time, I believe about 2 years ago, talking about sexual fetishes, and I can't get to all of them. You just can't, all right? And I'm sure many of you don't even want to hear them. But you need to know what's out there and what people are into. For example, somorophilia. That is arousal contingent upon witnessing a car accident or a disaster. Some people are sexually stimulated by that. Some people are sexually stimulated by trees. That would be called dendrophilia. V-O-O-N-T, Voont, has a nice list. There's tons of lists. I'm looking at this one right now. Frauderism is where you, and this is a bad one. This is a bad one. This is where you receive sexual stimulation by rubbing against a non-consenting person. This happens to many of us. All right. It's probably one of the most common forms of abuse. And we don't even realize we're abused. We think somebody just ran into us. But that's a form. You have endorasticism. I think sexual fetish where you are, I guess, enticed by tearing out sexual organs by the roots. There's a mucophilia, where you are sexually aroused by mucus. An otonepiophilia, sexual pleasure derived when you dress up as an infant. Gerontophilia, all right, sexual preference for the elderly. We're not done. There's a lot of them. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about sexual fetishes. Ugh.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkid.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, of course, toll free, 1-877-362-3254. If you don't like letters, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, DrDahliah. This way you can get up-to-date medical updates as often as I'm on. And I'm on pretty often. Also, Facebook fan page. Please go to my Facebook fan page. I'm not really using my regular Facebook page, but the fan page doesn't max out. We can have as many people on it, and I can put my articles and everything else I need to. If the Dr. Dahlia Show is not playing in your particular city, then contact your news talk station and tell them to put the Dr. Dahlia Show on. Big thanks to XM for airing the show. Super big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for networking the show. And a big cuddly kissy to Donovan, who's working the dials. All right, so we were talking about the story where in Egypt they want to pass a law where you can actually have a farewell intercourse with your wife who dies as long as it's within 6 hours after her death. And women shouldn't despair. They also get to have a chance to have sex with their husband husband after they died. Of course, huge outrage, absolute outrage. So we were talking about necrophilia, and I was giving you all a lesson in other types of philias, like mucophilia, where you have a sexual attraction to mucus, lactophilia, a sexual attraction to breast milk, clismophilia, a sexual attraction to enemas. Okay? There's also, I bet you guys don't know what this one is, Ursusa galmatophilia. You know what you're sexually attracted to with that one? Teddy bears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Formicophilia, where this is disgusting. You're attracted to sexual insects crawling on the genitals. Vorophilia, where you're attracted by people being devoured by others. Zoo sadism. I'm sure y'all know what that is. No, not sexually attracted to zoos. Sexual pleasure derived from pain that involves animals. Many movies make fun of this one. I can't pronounce these. I'm sorry. Agalmatophilia. Agalmatophilia. That is a fetish involving statues or mannequins. Okay. Mechanophilia. Sexually attracted to cars. Some of you guys have that one. Mm-hmm. Mechaphilia or mechanophilia. Some cars are sexy. All right. Avisodomy. Avi is bird sodomy. You all know what that is. Oculolinctus. Oculolinctus, somebody who is very attracted to licking eyeballs. Psychrophilia. Arousal contingent about upon contact with extremely cold objects or watching people freeze. Hierophilia, sexual attraction to sacred objects. And, of course, every now and then in the hospital, you would take care of a person who had catheterophilia, who were sexually attracted to catheters. Now, that is just a touch of the list. I don't think I am going to continue with the list, but you know, if the list is made and these things are, I guess, listed in the DSM, right, our psychiatric Bible, under paraphilia, NOS, none other specified, that means there have been people that have had sex with these objects, okay? I would probably get rid of a lot of these objects in your house so you don't have to worry about, I guess, your friends having sex with these objects. Okay, quickly, let's go over some medical headlines. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, if you thought that gave you the heebie-jeebies, here's another one here. A woman starves to death in a spiritual quest to live on sunlight alone. Apparently, she had seen a television show, a documentary film, called In the Beginning There Was Light, which, yeah, In the Beginning There Was Light. Okay, which featured an Indian guru who claimed he had not eaten anything for 70 years. Well, this woman who lived, I believe, in Switzerland decided that she could do it. So she fasted, no food or water, and thought she could live on sunlight. And then she died. They don't tell us how long she went, but there are two other cases of people doing this, and they died after 21 days. Now, I'm surprised somebody could go through a 21-day fast. Usually you could die between anywhere between 7 and 14 days of no food. We discussed in the first hour how people live that long because the liver makes sugar. It's called gluconeogenesis. The liver makes sugar. You can only live without water for a few days before dying, but with food you last longer because your body makes sugar through the liver. But 21 days, that's phenomenal. Me, I'd probably be eating the dirt or something. I'd be so hungry. I can't go 45 minutes without a ho-ho. But unfortunately, she thought sunlight would cure. Now, yes, sunlight helps you convert vitamin D, but many of us cannot live on vitamin D or vitamin D alone. You can live on the Dr. Dolly Show. Oh, would that be scary? Would that be scary if somebody says that they're going to go on a fast and just listen to the Dr. Dolly Show for nourishment? Oh, that would be creepy. Yeah, please don't. Please don't. Eat your ho-ho. All right. What's going on in Moscow? Apparently, there is a green cloud moving over Moscow. The residents are freaked out. They don't know if it's an alien invasion. They don't know if it's a toxic cloud. The latest is Moscow officials are saying, no, 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 it's pollen. Don't worry about it, just pollen. Now, people are like, wait a second. Maybe it's an industrial accident. There's a facility nearby. They're like, no, 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 it's pollen. They say the sudden onset of spring and rapidly rising temperatures caused blooming of several species of trees and resulted in yellow-green pollen coating over our pavement, windows, and cars. That's true, but I'm sure people in Moscow know what pollen looks like. And you see the picture, it's pretty green, kind of a pea green, a little fluorescent, kind of a bio-looking green. Not too sure. I don't know if I buy this whole pollen thing, but I'll keep you posted if we hear anything else. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about a man, 26-year-old, who died because his beer keg exploded. He was killed from the flying debris that went into his head and chest. He was pumping an empty keg full of air so he could clean it. Apparently the keg was defective, couldn't withstand the pressure, and he died. Now, I was talking about how, you know, our, you know, apartments were lined with kegs. Kegs were our, not because we drank it, it just, I would take the empty kegs and use it as, you know, nightstands, coffee tables, right, my desk. Okay, I couldn't afford furniture, but don't mess around with them. They could blow, especially if they're defective. Now, vitamin D. This was a great story, and I'm sorry if we're going through this quickly, but I know we're going to be out of time, and I just got so much to talk to you about, but vitamin D supplements could lower blood pressure. This was kind of an interesting study, right? We use vitamin D to help protect ourselves against cancer, help with our bones, but this new study presented at the European Society of Hypertension meeting in London, which I'm sure is a very exciting meeting, showed that when patients were taking certain levels of vitamin D, they were actually able to drop their blood pressure, the top number, systolic, by 6.8 points, millimeters mercury, and diastolic by 1.7. Now imagine, if your blood pressure is 140, over 90, let's say, dropping that systolic to 134.2, not too shabby. I mean, now, they're saying you could use vitamin D instead of blood pressure medicine. Nah. You know, I can understand maybe using vitamin D as an adjunct. Many of us should be on vitamin D as it is, but I don't want people overdosing on it. You know, we still don't know how much you could take safely in the high levels. We're watching people on these 50,000 units that some of the endocrinologists are putting them on because they have very, very low vitamin D. But there is research showing low vitamin D is linked to cancer. And now research showing high keeping your vitamin D up could help your blood pressure readings. I don't think it's that bad. You know, again, I wish I could tell people to get more sun. You know, I mean, one of the best ways to get your vitamin D is sun. But especially where I live in southern Nevada, we are so scared to death of melanoma that we don't even want to go there. We do not want to go there. You know, right now we're kind of staying indoors. We're lathering with sunscreen, putting our hats on, parking our cars in carports or garages, and popping our vitamin D pills inside. But still, vitamin D may lower blood pressure. Kind of cool. All right, guys, if you could stay on board for another hour, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could keep the news coming. God bless you guys. God bless the troops. We'll be back.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.